about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. You guys are all kind of hung over with candy, right? Halloween was rough. Halloween was pretty rough this year. I noticed when we were trick-or-treating, not a lot of houses were giving out candy. Now, you know, mind you, I think it's the same neighborhoods that keep getting hit. I don't know if you guys realize this, but most people don't trick-or-treat in their neighborhood. Most people pile their kids up in the car, and they drive to the fancy neighborhoods, and then they go trick-or-treating there. And I got to say, that's what we did. I mean, we went to our friend's house. They live in a fancier neighborhood than we do. I mean, there were, like, whole candy bars being given out. I mean, it was like, you know, we're, like, talking full-on Hershey's, full-on Twix, right? We didn't have to deal with the whole dum-dums or jawbreakers or some of the other crap that everybody gives out of because we, you know, so. But the problem is, I mean, if everybody's going to the same five or six neighborhoods, then, you know, and so there, you know, some of my friends, you know, nobody really came to the house. And I was joking how, you know, I really didn't have that much candy at the house. I started just handing out stuff from our medicine cabinet to these kids that came by. So I handed out some Nuva rings, handed out some testosterone gel, some anusol suppository. So I'm sure the neighborhood kids love those. But kind of interesting. Now, got still, even though we're now into November, it's still kind of a spooky weekend because some of you are actually having Halloween parties even this weekend. You know, many of us did our whole Halloween jubilations last weekend, but that's good because some of these stories are kind of spooky. Apparently, 12% of spice imports is contaminated with rodent hair and insect parts, feces even, could be in your spices. So we talk about that, why you need to be careful what you put into your mouth. Then, apparently, sex behind the wheel while people are driving is a lot more common than you think. Okay? I know many of you think I'm a hoochie mama, but that's something I've never done. And it's not even on my bucket list. Right? Sex while driving. But apparently, people do that. And I think that's kind of dangerous. Then we have a fifth of people claim they have seen a ghost. A fifth of people have claimed. So we're talking 20%, but even higher, have claimed they made contact with the dead. Ooh. So this is kind of pretty spooky stuff. So as you can see, we've got a very spooky, busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember, we got daylight savings time tomorrow. Yee-haw! We get that extra hour. Oh, that is going to be so nice. Okay, remember, you put back the clock so you get the extra hour. I always like to talk a little bit about history. Okay, apparently, I think daylight savings time goes back to the whole Benjamin Franklin times, right? So back in 1784, Franklin, remember, was the U.S. ambassador to France. Okay, remember that? So he was living in Paris. He woke up earlier than usual one morning. He saw light streaming through his window, and he realized that he awoke earlier every day if when the light came in. So he's like, wait a second, okay? He goes, dude, he goes, we can light our house several more hours using the free sun than having to buy expensive candles. So he said, everybody get your asses up earlier. Benjamin Franklin might not have talked like that. There was probably some kind of British accent. Please get off your asses earlier, all right? In an effort to, prevent spending money on candles. Okay? Now, according to this is according to NorthJersey.com, it says, alas, though even Ben didn't have enough sway to make that happen. So even though you would think everybody listened to Ben Franklin, you gotta remember, back in the olden days, with the exception of George Washington, you know, when John Adams and Ben Franklin and these other guys talked, people were like, huh, who, what? You know, there were no Kim Kardashians back then. Alright? I mean, you didn't have that kind of sway on people. So from what I understand, in World War I is when we started to really adopt this, because in World War I they wanted to conserve energy, so let more daylight come in so you didn't have to use as much electricity. Now, you and I don't usually think about the historical connection between daylight savings time and Ben Franklin wanting to get everybody off their butts early in the morning. We look at it as we gain an extra hour or we lose an extra hour, right? Savings, some of you don't like the term savings because none of us have any savings in the banks. It's a recession. I get that. All right, but listen, let's just call it for what it is, okay? We change our clocks. When we get out of work, it's dark, and we supposedly get more sleep. It's supposed to help the crops also. I even found a resource that was supposed to have originated with the railroads, because the railroads used to have their own clock and their own time, and it wouldn't jive with everybody else's. I'm not sure. But, you know, remember, back then, right, railroads ran this place, so they could do whatever the hell they want, just like, you know, Washington these days. So anyway, don't forget to, I don't know whether you spring forward, go back. All I know is we get an extra hour of sleep. So whatever the hell you have to do to get that extra hour, whatever way you need to move that clock, right? See, me, the problem is I don't have clocks. I got this digital stuff. So we just keep clicking the button. And we hope our iPhone tells us the next day what the time really is. All right, 1-877-DOC-COLLY. Look, this isn't a historical show. Okay, don't come here for history. I like history, but I'm going to give you my own historical account. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Quickly here, the man suspected of killing a TSA employee and injuring six yesterday at a shooting spree at LAX apparently had a handwritten note describing his intent to kill TSA employees and pigs. Now, my guess is pigs was his term for police. I don't think he's really talking about oink oink, all right? But from what I understand, he had been giving off texts that his family had picked up, and the family had called authorities, okay? The suspect, Paul Anthony Ciancia, had, I guess, quote-unquote, a bunch of threatening language directed at the TSA and lots of anti-government rants. Apparently, the gunman had an additional 100 rounds of ammunition he did not fire. Now, many of us are kind of shocked that something like this could happen because our TSA agents aren't armed. If a TSA agent was armed, they could have protected our people. L.O. apparently stopped a gunman years ago. I believe it was LAX 4th of July. Do you guys remember this? And one of the security at L.O. shot the shooter. So why don't we do what the Israelis do? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The Freeze-Dried Feast from Freeze-Dried Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you for listening. I know you guys have plenty other choices, a lot of other things you could be doing right now than listening to my show, and so I really, really do appreciate it. Trust me, if I could be doing anything else right now, I would too. So no, I'm joking. You know what? I do. I listen to my show. I listen to my reruns, and I giggle. I like listening. I get, you know, yeah, okay. Anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Shane working the dials. I know, Shane. Shane's the one that pulled, I guess, the small toothpick. You know how you have to draw straws? Yeah, he's the one that drew the small ones. He got stuck running my show today. So come some slack. Go easy on him. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network making this coast-to-coast live broadcast of the Dr. Dahlia Show, and thanks to you all for tuning in. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, here's a poll. Here's a question for you guys. How many of you have seen a ghost? I'm not talking mother-in-law. A ghost. Okay? Or have made contact with the dead. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. How many of you have ever seen a ghost or made contact with the dead? I mean, is this really true? Does this really happen? You can also email us at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. 1-877-DOCDALI, because apparently it says a fifth of people claim that they have seen a ghost. No, we're talking Americans. Americans. 18% of Americans say they have seen a ghost, which is close to a fifth. Yet 29% claim that they have been in touch with the dead. Now, I'm not saying they're mediums. I guess a medium is somebody where the dead decides to talk to them. They're a medium at which they could converse with you all. This is coming from Pew Research Center, so don't pew-pew it. More than 2,000 people, they said, took part in this very spooky survey, and they found that women were more likely to see ghostly apparitions than men. Now, there was another poll from YouGov where 1,000 adults last year found that 45% of adults believe in ghosts. Now, okay, remember, believing in ghosts and seeing a ghost are two different things. 32% of people also believe that ghosts could interact or harm living people. Now, there is an expert. His name is Lloyd Auerbach. And, I think that's how I pronounce the name, Auerbach. And he has investigated the paranormal for 30 years. He told Discovery.com that these sightings can actually be explained by science. All right? He says it depends on what your psychological state is. But he says it's often people are predisposed. Maybe it's because they watch too much TV or whatever. And that they will maybe either, this is how he worded it. He said, people making mistakes because they're already in a sensitized state due to something else entirely. So, I mean, he may not be saying these things are real. Personally, I've never seen a ghost. Do I believe that there's this whole other dimension where when you die, you're around us, your soul is around us? Absolutely. Didn't one of you guys ask me earlier in the week about the 21 grams? That's supposed to be the soul. Remember we talked about this in the early 1900s? A scientist found that the second you die, you lose like 21 grams. And that's supposed to be your soul leaving. Because there was no other excuse. It couldn't have been the urine. It couldn't have been stool. It couldn't have been anything else that you lost. But you would lose 21 grams because the soul leaves the body. I don't know if I believe that. And that really has not been replicated. They tried to, replicate that study in rats, etc. So I do believe in soul. I do believe in God being up there watching all of us and telling us what to do. I do believe in a life after death somehow. Not sure if there's an Xbox or iPads or, iHeartRadio where you guys can listen to Dr. Dahlia Show, but I do believe that there is a whole nother dimension. I've never seen a ghost, though, and I've never made contact that I thought with the dead. Now, I do have to... Oh, see, I can't say this because I'll start crying. Okay. Well, let me see if I can say this without crying because I usually like my show a little less deep than this. But every now and then in my dream... Oh, man, I can't do this. All right, never mind. Let's move on. Okay, stupid subject. Again, as soon as I think about my dad, you know why? Because my dad's probably here. He's probably like, you're so stupid. Of course I'm here. All right, well, anyway, every now and then he holds my hand in my dream. Really weird. Let's move on. All right. See, sometimes I burp on air. Sometimes I laugh on air. Sometimes I get the gigglies. Every now and then I may shed a tear. I am human. Okay, let's move on. If you guys want to call in, wait till I'm done crying. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Manhattan hospital worker may have exposed hundreds of babies to tuberculosis. Now, that really sucks. Apparently, they say patients as far back as 2 months ago have been informed of the possible contact with the disease. We talked about this. In fact, where I live, one of the hospitals where I live, I think there was a staff worker at one of the hospitals that possibly exposed the neonatal in the nursery, as well as expectant mothers to tuberculosis. I'm sure they've all been contacted. But I guess the maternity ward worker from St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital has tuberculosis and has been contagious for months. That really blows. The hospital notified the former patients on Wednesday and released a statement saying that all the patients who may have come into contact with this infected worker have been informed. Now, what do you do? Okay, what do you do if you don't get a letter? And you're like, wait a second, I've been to this hospital. Well, it's very easy. You could go and get a little TB test. Okay, I know a lot of you don't like needles. There is a blood test if you want. But there's a little TB test where you get injected, and it takes a look and it sees if you're inflamed, etc. And the little inflammatory marker is that little coin-like lesion you would have on your volar part of the arm, the soft part of your forearm where you see all the vessels. Make sure they don't, you know, inject a vessel, but they shouldn't. It should be a very subcutaneous within the skin sort of injection. And that little response that you get, the anti-inflammatory response, inflammatory response, kind of that little wheel, that little redness, is your body forming antibodies and reacting. Now, if you were exposed to tuberculosis in the past or vaccinated, you'll have that reaction. If you hadn't been, if you've never been exposed, then nothing's really going to happen because you've never made the antibodies. You get that? Okay. So it's a very easy test. Other things you could do is if you're coughing, right, and you're coughing a very juicy, drippy cough, very easy. What do? You go and get that cultured. You could do an AFB stain for acid fast bacilli. That'll also check for tuberculosis. So there's a variety of things you could do. Now, why am I wasting your time on this if none of you live in New York? Well, some of you who listen do live in New York. But the rest of you, we're coming up on holiday season. And we're coming up on flying season, where a bunch of us are going to be in airplanes. And we're going to be sitting next to somebody who's coughing. And we're also now coming up into the flu season, the cough and cold season. Many of you come into my office, or you write me and you say, Dahlia, I think I have tuberculosis. And I'm like, well, why? Because I was sitting next to somebody who was coughing, and it was very thick and juicy, etc. So, very easy to go and get checked. Now, remember, there's antibiotics. So if, God forbid, you were exposed to tuberculosis, what do? We go to the pharmaceuticals. Amen to the pharmaceuticals. But we also have a lot of resistance. Now, why do we have all this resistance to tuberculosis antibiotics? If most of the tuberculosis years ago was kind of pre-antibiotic age, it's because many of you guys take your antibiotics half-assed. You'll start taking, let's say, prophylactic measures, or you'll be on your antibiotics, and many people don't stick with the year-long treatment. So then any bugs that survive that decide to, I guess, move on and then have some pretty super progeny. So if you are, let's say, exposed, and let's say they put you on prophylactic measures, antibiotics, you know, because you've been exposed, etc., you take the suckers as directed. If you have any side effects, of course, you know, let the doctor know. Maybe you could stop it. But don't be doing this half-assed stuff, because that's why we're having the antibiotic resistance. Apparently, I was interviewed on KBC, Doug McIntyre, in the morning about how one of the CDC officials said we're now in a post-antibiotic era. The antibiotics are starting to not work, and resistance is so bad that, you know, we're all screwed and probably going to die. Well, no, I don't think we're all going to die, but yeah, we have a huge problem, okay? Many, many times, I'm now seeing you for a bladder infection, for pneumonia, etc., and I'm getting a bigger list of resistant medications to that bug that we cultured than sensitive medications. That is scary. That list is dwindling. It's kind of like one of those hourglasses with the sand. You know how you feel good when you have all that sand up on top? And then it's, yeah. Okay, well, now I feel like all the sand is on the bottom. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. You know what? Sing out loud. Sing out strong. Right? Sing. What was that song? Sing. Sing out loud. Remember the 70s? My mom used to sing it all the time. Sing out strong. Sing out something. Don't be something. Not something. Something, something, not something, sing. That was a good song. I just don't know the words. You know, it's funny. We still have XM. Even though my show is kind of transferring from XM to iHeartRadio, we still kept our XM subscription. And we have 80s on 8, 70s on 7. And, you know, my kids, I'll play like the 70s. And I love the 50s on 5 because I love 50s music. I really dig 50s music. Not my favorite genre. You guys should know what my favorite genre is. That's for our super pop quiz, right? What's my favorite type of music ever? Actually, I have two favorites. My top two favorite types of music. You guys don't know? My top two favorite is gospel and barbershop quartet. My favorite types of music. Yeah. Yeah, I don't listen to it all the time. I listen to 104.3, 94.1, 93.1 in my city. I listen to rock, pop 40, top 40, that kind of stuff. I love some classic rock. But if anybody ever is like, if I'm walking down the street and you got somebody barbershop quartetting or gospeling out there, right, singing, oh my gosh, I stop and listen. It's like showing me a piece of chocolate cake. So anyway, yeah, so the 70s on 7 are playing, and my kids are like, gosh, this is weird. And I'm like, you know what? Cut them some slack, okay? The 70s had a very, very tough time because they didn't really know what the hell to do. The reason why the 70s was so weird, first, Jimmy Carter was president, right? Okay, yeah, yeah. Second is the 60s. Was so crazy that in the 70s, we didn't know what the hell to do, right? Remember the 60s? Yeah, the whole I Dream of Jeannie, you had really cool hair and the boots and the clothes and real cool music. And then things kind of got psychedelic, and then you had the hippies, and then you had all this music that you really didn't know what the hell was going on. And then you had the Beatles that confused us because you had John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Now, John Lennon would do more of the hippie, more depressed type of songs. And then you have Paul McCartney do the Shake It Up, Baby, and now more of the pop stuff. So you didn't know what the hell to do, right? And so now comes the 70s. You're like, all right, everybody hold the phone. And then right as the 70s are starting, Elvis dies. And you're like, what the hell is going on now? So I think in the 70s, we were like, huh? Then come the 80s. And we're like, okay, I got this. I got this. We figured out how to dance, okay? We figured out that John Travolta could still be cool, that whatever the hell happened back in the 70s that was supposed to be cool looks like is now the new cool. So we're like, all right, I guess John Travolta isn't a dork. He actually is cool. So then we have the whole John Travolta thing, right? We're kind of realizing that Grease worked back in the 70s, so we could maybe start doing the whole musical thing again. And then came Michael Jackson, and we didn't have to think about music or pop culture anymore because he had it handled. Then Madonna threw herself in there. Then you had Prince, Elton John decided to jump the bandwagon because he's like, the 70s stuff is getting boring, and we were good. I don't know why I started that subject. Oh, because sing a song. Okay, here we go. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Candyman song, that's right. The Candyman can. I didn't get that because my mom told me that if a man is running around offering me candy, he's a bad guy. Yeah, everybody's singing a song about Candyman. I need to look up the lyrics to that one because I still have no idea what the hell the Candyman was doing and what that was about. That's kind of spooky. Why are we singing about a pedophile? No, he wasn't a pedophile. The Candyman can something, something, sunshine, something. I don't remember. I don't know. I got into the words. Okay, Noreen writes, I've never seen a ghost, but I've seen things move in my house randomly. What do you think? I don't know. Noreen, I really don't know. If you got stuff moving around the room, I'd say get your eyes checked. I don't think ghosts and this whole dimension thing have the power to move stuff. I know we all saw Patrick Swayze do it. He was able to make the paper move when the bad guy was starting to touch Demi Moore's breast. Remember, he got all mad? Yeah. I don't know what he was doing to her. He was doing something. He was, and Patrick Swayze got mad, and so some papers flew, and the cat freaked out. But I do think, you want to know why I think there are ghosts and there's this whole other dimension? Is because my cats and dogs do very strange things out of nowhere. And I believe animals pick up stuff that we humans don't. I really believe that. So all of a sudden, my dog will be sitting there. He'll be asleep. He'll be on his back. His legs spread and everything out there for everybody to see. And all of a sudden, he immediately jumps up and starts running and barking about something. And we're like, what the hell are you doing? There's nothing to be barked at. So my guess was ghost. My husband thinks it might have been a nightmare, but I'm like, no, it was probably a ghost. Somebody kind of tickling his tummy. Then the cats do the same thing. Everything's going fine. The cats are sitting there, like, rub my tummy, like, purring. They're like, wah. So you're lying there. And then all of a sudden, they just freak out and wig. And they do this consistently all the time. That's why I think there could be a ghost. And by the way, I do apologize for starting to cry on air. You guys don't need that. I mean, honestly, you know, there's enough fluids that get discharged on my show many times, spit and stuff. You guys don't also need tears, so I apologize about that. I was trying to tell you how my dad sometimes is in my dreams. He will hold my hand or something in my dream or whatever, and I don't think it's a dream. I think it's really him. And then I start to get all girly and all teary-eyed, and everybody had to hand me Kleenex, so I apologize. But you know what? My dad died back in 2004. You know, when people say, you know, get over it and time will heal all wounds, yeah, time helps. But, here we are. We're looking at 9 years. No, you're still going to miss him. And you know what I think also does it is I went to Frank Ricotta's viewing. Frank Ricotta, for those of you in Las Vegas, a phenomenal man, a wonderful man, good-hearted man who apparently died this last week. And I went to his viewing. And, you know, many times you'll go to a funeral or you'll go to a viewing or you'll speak to the family. And, you know, many people in medicine or clergy, they could do it without crying. Even though we were taught it's fine to cry. But, you know, you could do it and you're strong. And then all of a sudden, 5 days later, it hits you. And that's kind of me. So, I don't seem to cry at funerals as much. But then here I am, you know, while Glee is on and I'll just start bawling. So that happens. But may Frank rest in peace. Very good man, fine man. Unfortunately, he wasn't with us as long as we would have wanted him to be. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sex behind the wheel is more common than we think. 11% of drivers have had sex while driving. Now, I don't really get that. For those of us who are really missionary position type of gals, very difficult, okay? But I get some of you guys are a little bit more limber. Some of you guys have experimented with other types of, shall we say, positions, so I guess you could do it. I don't get that. I really don't get that because the steering wheel is in the way, not very comfortable. To me, the passenger seat is a lot more comfortable. Anyway, apparently this was an online questionnaire to see what actually goes on in people's cars. Do they eat? Do they use the phone and have sex? And surprisingly, okay, they found that a lot more people admitted to having sex. The people now we are talking about 20-year-olds. We're talking 35 to 44-year-olds. Okay? I mean, I understand the 19-year-olds, they do whatever, whenever, but I mean we're talking about those of us 35 to 44. The Scout GPS survey involved around 2,000 men. Oh, people. They found that men were 3 times more likely to admit to participating in a sexual activity than women. Men were also twice as likely to flirt with another driver. Guys do flirt. They really do. You know, my husband tinted my windows pretty quickly. I thought he was doing that. I don't know why he was doing that, but now I know why. Because people flirt, see? Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI. Have you ever had sex in the car while driving? On the freeway? 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last during our October sale. 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, every day. You could catch us on, there's a variety of stations that play this throughout the United States. So go to my website at drdahlia.com to find out where we're playing. You can also catch us on iHeartRadio. We are transitioning to live. Right now there's just show clips, but we are hopefully transitioning to live broadcast on iHeartRadio. That's going to be very, very exciting. But in the meantime, you can listen to us on your various stations right now. Many of you are listening to me in Las Vegas, Nevada on KDWN 720 AM. Please also note that we have an iPhone app and an Android app for free. So your smartphone should be able to get the Dr. Dahlia Show for free. Listen there. You can listen to us online at drdahlia.com. Actually 24/7, but we are live 9 to noon. So make sure you check that out. Don't forget, guys, also daylight savings time. We got an extra hour of sleep, so put your clocks back at 2 a.m. on Sunday. Don't forget to set your alarm for maybe about 1:57 in the morning on Sunday so you could get up. You could pee. You could splash some water on your face, you know, to wake up, to really concentrate on this clock moving back thing. Okay, once you feel like you're awake, maybe at about 1:59, wait for it. Wait for it. 2 a.m. Now you can put your clocks back to 1 a.m. Make sure, though, you do that for all the clocks. Go to the kids' rooms. Go to the mother-in-law's room. Go upstairs. Go downstairs. Check your cars. When you're done with all that, it should only be about maybe 2:10 in the morning, maybe 1:10. Then, as long as you made sure you did all of that, don't forget to also change the batteries in your fire alarms and your carbon monoxide monitors. Once you've done all that, then you could probably by about 20 minutes past the hour get back cuddly into bed and go back to sleep. So don't forget to set your alarm for 1:57 in the morning on Sunday to change your clocks. That never gets old. All right. Oh, by the way, I'm going to the UNLV football game today. So if any of you guys are in Las Vegas going to the UNLV football game, just find me. You'll see me because I'll probably be wearing red. All right. 12% of spice imports. Yeah, I'll be the only one wearing red. Yeah, right. 12% of spice imports are contaminated with rodent hair, insect parts, and feces, according to the FDA. 7% had salmonella. Salmonella poisoning could be pretty serious. They say nearly all of the insects found in the spice samples were stored product pests. That is really hard to say with the lisps. Indicating inadequate packing or storage conditions. The presence of rodent hair without a root in spices is generally indicative of contamination by rodent feces. Oh, now that's gross. Are they saying that when a rodent poops, hair not by the root breaks off and gets into it? I don't know. That's crazy. That's kind of disgusting. Al Goetz, who has been a spice buyer for McCormick and Company for 30 years, said that most of the filth in these spices is introduced during the harvest. This is particularly true for developing countries. They say many of the contaminants are introduced to the products from field insects and rodents. Dirt, stones, plant matter are picked up with the spices and herbs at time of harvest. During sun drying on tarps or concrete yards, more foreign matter and pathogens can contaminate the products. Well, look, guys, what did you expect? When you get salt shaker or one of these spice things, and there's little black flecks, there's little brown flecks, there's little green flecks, sometimes there's even some glitter in there. Did you guys really think that each fleck was washed off? Maybe we need to research how spices are done and packaged. Because we probably are getting a whole bunch of crap. Federal health inspectors found salmonella in ginger and poppy seeds from India, allspice from Turkey, red pepper from Japan. The U.S., however, is the largest importer of spices. We imported 1.1 billion pounds of spices in 2009, over 140 countries. Fewer than 2,000 people have actually gotten sick over the last 30 years from salmonella, but that's still gross. So now, salt, I don't mind cooking with. I don't really cook that much, and I don't really use a lot of spices. But salt is white, so my guess is we'll probably see any poo-poo in that. Same thing with, what else is white? Sugar's white, okay? Paprika being red, again, you have no idea if there was something. I mean, red always makes me nervous. I don't use a lot of paprika. cinnamon is brown. Okay, but you could smell that sucker. So, but remember, spices are very pungent. So if there is some poo-poo in there or some feces or some insect part, you may not smell it because, you know, it's surrounded by spices. You know, in the olden days, I was watching one of the Pawn Stars. I don't know when my next one airs, so I'll have to let you guys know when that happens. But I guess in the olden days when they didn't have deodorant, they would have these little tiny containers. So you, I think you guys saw that. It was probably one of the newer ones I played last week, where you have one of these little silver containers, and they would put spices and stuff in that. So when you walked around, you'd smell of spice and not body odor. So, pretty, you know, because they didn't have perfumes or parfums back then for the average person. So pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, the FDA is taking very important actions on drug shortages. The FDA, I guess, is saying that this is now a huge threat because of the drug shortages that we have, and they have a strategic plan, okay, for longer-term approaches to addressing the underlying causes of drug shortages. Are you guys relieved? I'm not. All right, so the FDA is going to work with manufacturers to investigate the issue leading to manufacturing disruption, i.e. Obamacare, identify other manufacturers who can make up all or part of the shortfall, not going to happen because with Obamacare, they're not going to make the money on the drug, and expedite inspections and reviews of submissions from manufacturers of drugs that may prevent or mitigate a shortage. Now, that could help. Back it up. You know, this Obamacare thing is scaring the crap out of a lot of you. I'm sure many of you guys got your discharge letter from your insurance company. Us too. Corey and I, my husband and I, we found out that our health insurance plan, which I still think we're paying a crap load for, is getting canned because it doesn't have maternity. We didn't want to pay for maternity. That's why we got a semi-cheaper rate than other insurances. So all that difficulty I was having on the exchange, I'm just bypassing that, and I'm going to, I have NevadaBenefits.com out here, so Phil helps me over there. I'm going to have him look us up a plan, but it's not looking good. It's looking like we're going to be spending more having a bigger deductible, which is what we all, I think, are seeing. And one of the latest reports, at first I was hearing $2 million. Now I'm hearing $95 million. $95 million are going to be losing their health insurance, and then they're going to have to pick up what's going on with Obamacare. Now, remember, this was all planned. Nobody is going to, on their own, buy a crappy Obamacare plan. So you have to be forced into it. And for those of us that say, well, to hell with that, then, that are healthy, we're not going to be putting money in for the sick people, which means these insurance companies are going to fail, and then the government gets to take over with their public option. This was all planned, people. But this is kind of scary, okay? Even if you're a Democrat, even if you're a diehard liberal, you have got to be pooping in your pants right about now with what's happening with health care. Right? Anybody that understands economics, okay, this isn't now about Obama anymore. This is about a system that is being flushed down the capitalistic toilet. Now, mind you, okay, it was crappy. I get that, okay? But we wanted health care reform. Even those of us that didn't want Obamacare, we agreed that something had to happen. We knew something had to be done, just not this. So, good luck out there, okay? If you need any help navigating, just email me at drdahlia.com. Whatever I can do to help, I will. All right, guys, have a great rest of the way. Have a safe weekend. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and don't forget to change your clocks on Sunday. God bless.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.